Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How do we start?
Been a long time, hasn't it?
With a prayer?
We could do. Yeah, do you have one handy? Your t-shirt says zoo.
I thought it was your turn to bring the prayer.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, well, no prayer today then. It has been a while, hasn't it? Do you have any excuses or reasons or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got three reasons.
Three?
I've been very ill.
Are you going to do them in descending order? Starting worst to best?
Or? All right. Worst is shingles.
That's terrible.
Caught it just under a week under a year ago.
Right.
And knocked me right out. What a terribly turgid thing that
you
is.
You celebrated the anniversary at all?
It's on the 9th. Might do.
Light a candle. Say a prayer.
Or go to the beach, you know, shingles, as it were.
Oh, good. Nice.
Secondly, writing a book.
Oh, another one.
Got a new book coming
Learned
out.
Learned nothing
yeah.
from the previous one.
Experience, yeah. And I apologise to everyone. Called The Avocado Hotel. So that's a nice thing to call a book, isn't it?
It's very nice, very intriguing.
Avocado Hotel.
Oh, what could that be about? A hotel made of avocado? A hotel with an avocado in it?
No. On it.
On it. Atop
devouring it.
It.
Now listen up, the third reason is it sloth? Laziness?
Yeah. Yeah. Bone idleness. Happens a lot at our age.
Well, at my age, you know, if you're knocked out with a disease.
Deadly illness.
Deadly. Yeah, thank you.
Deadly.
Thank
yeah.
you. Deadly illness. You know, it feels okay to just sit on the settee, yeah. feel sorry for yourself.
I did keep ringing you up each month saying, are we back? You went, no, it's still deadly. Still deadly.
What an unbelievable... If, you know, I it's not public information arena, Athletico Mints, but if you fancy a shingles vaccination...
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I
Peace
wish.
Of mind. Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah. But was there something else you wanted to...
No, that was the three reasons.
The three reasons.
Yeah.
We've also... Our legal dispute with Infinity Rocket Plastics has come to an end.
Yeah, thank God.
All I can say is that I'm obliged to plug their new social media service called Connections.
Right.
That's spelled K-N-X-S. You get on there, all the usual social media stuff, but there's also a specialist section for the trading of rare animal skins, tusks, bush meat, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so. Well, that sounds like them. Now, listen up. Brian Ferry got really, really upset about recent developments with the EFL. Did you know this?
I didn't.
No,
bring it on.
Do you know that 10 of the Premiership clubs voted against giving the EFL any money?
I did, I did hear that.
It's really upset him. So he sent me a song, but sadly he didn't have any music with it, so I do apologise. But
he never writes the music, he gets someone else to do it. Brian Eno still does it for
him,
I think.
Eno's not going to write a song for Athletico Mints, but I'll try and give it a go. I'll give it a play. Klopp is on the rant again. Pep knows the rules better than anyone. And Arteta's ass looks tight in his Ferris legs. Howie's on the rant again. Ten Hag is swimming in the deep end. And Dyche on the sideline is picking his nose with his thumb. And meanwhile in the Championship, the teams that come down go up again. And 10 fucking clubs want to destroy the EFL. Liverpool, Bournemouth, West Ham, Nottingham Forest, Palace and Wolves, Tottenham, Villa, Arsenal, and obviously fucking Chelsea. And Ange's on the rant again. Posh is cooking mince in his penthouse. The 10 clubs are fine. In fact, they're having a lovely time. Liverpool, Bournemouth, etc., etc. Tottenham and Villa, Arsenal, and obviously fucking Chelsea. So, thank you, Brian.
Thanks for sending that in. I think the answer to any given question at any time can be obviously fucking Chelsea, can't it, if you think about it?
Hey, I've no grudge on nout like
no,
that.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, I have. as we've been away for so long, I need to retest your memory man credentials.
Oh, go on then, yeah, that's fair enough.
Renewed. One of our Club Parsnips subscribers called D. Pearson submitted one, so we'll use that. By the way, there's an extended version of this episode on Club Parsnips. If you okey are a subscriber, that's on Patreon and Apple Podcast subscriptions. 7-day free trial on both of them. D. Pearson says, memory man, do you remember the runner-up of the 1984 Grand National?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I've still got it, Andy.
I'll just...
Is that my certificate?
Yeah, I've just put it into the system.
Hey, listen up. I always like to bring some potential topics of interest, none of which generally interest you. But I'll mark them up at this point. Maybe we'll do them in the parsnips.
Well, I thought maybe we could do a separate topics of interest.
But I just wanted, there's a couple I wanted to bring to your attention.
Right.
All right. Yeah?
Tell us them.
If you were to picture Morgan Freeman's trousers, what would you see? What would they look like?
I wanted
to ask you that.
Right.
Do you have a favourite curved thing? If you had to survive naked in an allotment, what would you use to fashion some shoes? I'm not sensing any interest.
We can look
at
them later on. Here's my topics of interest. I'd like you to consider the edge of town.
Right, nice.
Where is it? Do you go? What happens there? Two, ponds.
Right.
Pros and cons.
Right.
Of ponds. Three, magazine stands.
Okay.
And four, the future of men's knickers. Immediate and long-term.
Long-term future.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
say anything yet.
I really want to, though.
Well, hold that thought.
What was the third one?
Magazine stand.
I used to think for many years that, you know those things you get in hotels that you put your suitcase on? I thought they were for magazines.
Magazines on. That's because you're an ignoramus.
Listen up, Andy. Anthony Gordon.
Yeah.
Harvey Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole Palmer.
Right.
Right. They've been out on the Raz. They're a little pulling group, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're at a wine club. They're at a wine bar in Cheshire. They tend to meet there before they have their go at the discotheque.
Right.
Yeah. It's called Kath and Ken's Wine Bar up in Cheshire. And I've got, via the gift of Infinity Rocket Plastics, I've got footage from there.
Yes.
So that we can enjoy their pre-clubbing drinks.
Their progress. Let's enjoy that.
How sad's that? Let's get cooking. How daft's that? Nice clobber girl. Hey, I'm not talking to our Karen. Chicken goujons.
That's it, Andy. So they're out. They've met up for their pre-clubbing drink. They're having a night out in Gardundo's nightclub on the pull. There's an older bloke on a table next to them, minding his own business, so he's probably going to come back.
I think so. You wouldn't have mentioned him otherwise, would you, really?
Who do you think he might be? South African?
Older bloke on the table, minding it. Don't know, Adrian Lewis? Don't know, could be
Adrian Lewis, yeah.
We'll
anyway,
probably.
So, Anthony Gordon, he's wearing a Gucci tracksuit and a Bugs Bunny cap, yeah?
What bevvies you drinking tonight, boys?
Harvey Elliott, who's wearing a silk paisley shirt and yellow dungarees.
Espresso martinis, limoncello spritzers and Maduri shots.
Anthony Gordon,
how mad's that? You'll be 18 pancakes high by the time we get to the club. What about you, Cole Palmer?
called Palmer. He's wearing a foil jumpsuit with white Wellington boots, like the forensic services wear.
Cole Palmer. Oh, I'll probably stick to my vape. Got a new drug that tastes like a laundrette and custard. It really is the beans.
How daft's that, says Gordon. If your gaffer finds out, he'll go beans on toast on you, lad.
No, if he smells it, he'll just think I've been eating me pudding in the laundry.
Yeah, maybe. How stealth's that?
There's a pretty young lady sat at the bar looking over in their direction. Mm. Harvey.
Hey up, boys. I think we might have some interest over there at the bar.
Harvey, do you really think you're going to pull with that hairstyle? It looks like some scally has thrown the contents of his overbag on your bods.
Shut up, you divvy. And you can talk with your bit haircut. You look like an apprentice fucking monk.
This cut is sharp, mate. It's got cred. It's got some very fucking straight lines and a lot of interesting angles.
No one's interested in angles these days. Just confuses people. And what if that lass in the club asks you what the haircut actually means?
Do you think that could happen? But not, because I wouldn't have a clue what to say.
Harvey Elliott.
Yeah, you could just say it's a tribute to medieval France. Just leave it at that, like, you know.
Oh, nice one.
Sorry.
Nice one, boss. I owe you a Midori.
Hey, lads, I'm not talking to my sister Karen no more. I just thought you should know that she's been on the socials saying I spent 10,000 quid on a machine. How sad's that? Like I say, just thought you should know.
So, what was this machine you bought?
I'm not really sure. It's pretty big and not that noisy, so I'm pleased about that. Lots of people have them, so I thought I'd get on it.
Was it an air fryer?
I just don't know, Cole. Maybe... fucking Scouse accent. Maybe I never will. How nuts that?
Anthony Gordon.
Have we got two Scousers in this?
I think Harvey and Gordon. Okay. Hard to distinguish. It doesn't really matter. I can't say that matters.
No.
Shame that, la. Hey, shall we order some chicken goujons? Do the do goujons? Cost the do goujons? Where does it say the do goujons? On the board there, we do chicken goujons. Nice one, I'm in. Hey, have either of you two been to Fluffy Fluffy in town? It's a pancake shop, but they're actually souffles. How sounds that?
Oh, that's well mad, but a bit confusing, to be honest.
Anthony Gordon.
Hey, have either of you been on a Brittany Ferry? I bet it's boss on a Brittany Ferry. Do you know, they do three different routes to France. How sounds that?
Can I just say at this point that I am definitely the skinniest of us three?
No way, lad. Look at Gordon.
At this point, the man on the next table pipes up. Who's it going to be, ain't he?
Well, according to this script.
Nonsense Potter, Neil Hunt.
Hey!
Excuse me, but can you three buffoons shut up and let me enjoy my drinks in peace? Your witterings are turning my tits inside out. Who the fuck are you, la? I'm Neil Hunt, Nonsense Potter, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Never heard of you, pal. We're Premiership footballers, so show us some respect or do one.
The only thing I will be doing is asking the management to make you sling your collective hooks if you don't pipe down. Knock.
What? Fag on brum.
No. Not going to happen, boss. We're Premiership. No,
it's Birmingham.
Cooking, not going to happen, boss. We're Premiership footballers.
South African.
Oh dear, and I'm coughing up sputum. Scouse.
How mad's that? Not going to happen, boss. We're Premiership footballers. No one's going to shift us. Yes, they are, and I'll fucking do it myself if need be.
Cole Palmer gets off his seat, stands over Neil Hunt, Nonsense Potter.
Go on then, chap. Make a move. Back up your words or shut your potty mouth.
Neil Hunt gets up and goes eye to eye with Cole Palmer.
Get out now or I'll drag you out by your...
But before he could finish his words, Cole had put him in a headlock and was rubbing his face up and down his foil jumpsuit.
Get off me! You've picked the wrong fight here, Sunshine! You should know that I'm a very close friend of a loan shark, and my nephew's driving instructor has access to medical swabs via his wife's work.
Cole increases the pressure. Neil Hunt accepts defeat.
Okay, okay, I give in. You can stay. Why, oh, why is it always me? I don't deserve this. Just this week I allowed the vicar to store his bunting in my garage. And I've never gone over 40 miles an hour in my entire life.
Cole releases his grip and Neil slumps back into his chair, defeated. The young lady from the bar walks over.
Hey, old lads, looks like things are about to get interesting.
The lady stops in front of them.
All right, girl, you want to join us? Do I know you, Scully Normax?
She turns to Neil's table.
Hey, are you Neil Hunt, the nonsense potter? Yes, I am. Oh, my God. Do you mind if I join you? Of course not. Be my guest. Do you fancy sharing a plate of goujons? Yeah, that would be boss.
The footballers grumble between themselves. Cole Palmer.
Come on, let's bust out of this shithole.
And all three make their way out of the wine bar. Neil.
I'm Neil Hunt, nonsense potter, and I'm a fucking nightmare. How mad is that?
Thanks to Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Wonderful stuff.
And
enjoyed
Kath
that.
And Kev, was it? Keith, Kath's Wine Bar for allowing them to install their hyper-optic
cameras. But I do want
cameras.
To go to Fluffy Fluffy where it is pancakes, but they are souffles. Very, very into that indeed. Fancy a fight?
A real fist fight?
Yeah.
No, not in this.
Oh, come on.
Not in this condition.
Oh, come on.
No,
just
I'm
a
not.
Little one.
No, I don't want to fight.
Come on, please.
No, Andy, I'm not having a fight. I know you're going to do this for 10 minutes, but I ain't fighting.
I want to fight.
No, I'm a shit
just
fighter.
Just a little one. A fun fight.
No, I don't. I'm shit at fun fights.
Oh, come
fights.
On. No one will get hurt.
No.
I'll let you win.
Give us a quiz.
I'll let you win.
No, I don't want to fight
no,
you, Andy.
Later on.
Hey, I've got one of me quizzes.
You've got a quiz.
You got a quiz?
I've got a quiz.
What's
You've
your
got
quiz?
Quiz? My quiz is called From Centre Spot to Shit Farm.
Oh, I'll do that one, thanks.
It feels like it needs an intro. A little bit of music and something like that.
From Shit Farm to the centre circle.
No, it's called From Centre Spot to Shit Farm. No. From Centre Spot to Shit Farm. Also, there's an app available now through Infinity Rocket Plastics where you can find your nearest shit farm. Wherever you are, but you've got to be within the confines of a professional football club.
Professional football club.
It doesn't work anywhere else.
So I've got to guess which of these has got the
I'll explain it, don't you?
Sorry,
I apologize. Get above yourself.
Sorry.
I'll fight you in a minute.
No, I don't want no fighting.
From centre spot to shit farm, we're going to give you three football clubs, and you've got to tell me which one is nearest to its nearest shit farm, i.e. waste treatment, water management, plant,
yeah, gotcha.
Outlet.
Yeah.
You can do it reverse order. You can do it from first
okay.
to last.
Okay.
But I need an order.
I know you do.
Here's the three. West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah.
Cheltenham Town.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Accrington Stanley.
I'm pretty confident, because I've been to West Brom quite a few times, I'm pretty confident in putting West Brom at the top.
You've been to West Brom a few times, therefore you feel you knows where the
judging,
nearest shit farm is.
Just judging the area, I think they need a shit farm pretty near.
It's going to feel like you're making a judgment call on
the
area.
Oh, well, I don't mean it that way.
I've been to West Brom, the foot was stunk.
I didn't mean that. It's a lovely ground. After that, Cheltenham or Accrington. I mean, I'm tempted to think that it's Cheltenham because it sounds bucolic and that, and that you're tricking me up.
There are no tricks. I've just chosen the clubs and then found the shit farms. There's no...
I'm going to go West Brom. Is it Cheltenham?
Cheltenham, Accrington Stanley.
Cheltenham, Accrington Stanley.
In the order that I've told you them.
Yeah.
West Brom nearest.
Yeah.
You could not have been more wrong.
Oh, fucker. Ah, dear.
Accrington Stanley's nearest shit farm is 5.9 miles from the centre spot.
Right, not bad.
West Bromwich Albion, second, 14.2.
Yeah.
And Cheltenham Town is 15.5 miles from centre spot to shit farm.
Wow.
And there it is.
Well, thank you for that, because I do genuinely enjoy. Do you happen to know off the top of your head which club is has the nearest ship farm? Do you have that info?
I've got that info, yeah.
You're not telling me?
I'm not giving it away. It's going to be a long-running quiz, that.
Would you like to do a talk sport? Would you like to do a Geordie Heat? Would you like to do a Sean Dyche?
I give you a couple of names first? I meant to do that at the beginning, get to it. Yeah. I've got a couple of names for you. You can be Sir Richard Scratcher.
Right.
He is a backbench MP.
Right.
Most of his interjections are along the lines of, "The claims that the minister makes are all well and good, but what my constituents really need to know at this point in time is that I have got a very, very itchy arse."
I am actively considering
Sir Richard Scratcher.
Sir Richard Scratcher.
You can be British Ropes.
Right.
Or you can be Honky Tonk.
Honky Tonk.
There's no explanation of British Ropes. I just thought it sounded like a good company name.
British Ropes, this is good, yeah, UK Rope. I will be Scratcher.
You'd be Richard Scratcher.
I'll be Scratcher.
Very good. Have you got a very, very itchy arse?
I could. I can think myself into an itchy arse.
You've got to cultivate one in order to be him, yeah.
Let me think. What about for you? I was thinking of Eileen Butterscotch. That's all I'm offering.
That's all you've got. It's weak. God.
Weak.
It's weak. It feels like you've just made it up now.
I have. So you're going to be Ronnie Hot Dogs, yeah?
I'll be Ronnie Hot Dogs. Fancy a fight?
No, I'm not fighting you, Andy. What do you reckon? Is there anything that appealed to you?
Talk sport sounds good.
You like a bit of talk sport?
Before we do it, can I just interject again and tell you about the man who came down for breakfast in my travel lodge this morning?
Right.
He was wearing a very, very fluffy dressing gown and slippers.
Right.
In the breakfast.
I admire him
for that. The breakfast room.
Did it fuck you up?
I thought hero.
Yeah.
Legend, I thought. Yeah. He got himself a plate of bacon, scrambled eggs, 6 slices of white toast.
Bacon and dressing gowns. That's a nice title for something.
I thought there's someone who's living his best life.
Do you think you could combine that as a shop? Bedding and bacon.
Bedding and bacon. Well, that's the name immediately, isn't it?
So, Andy, I was listening to Jim White, Simon Jordan show on TalkSport.
Aye.
The other day. It was a good one, so I taped it.
Yeah.
Taped an extract. I'll play that for you.
You've got your tape recorder there, have you?
Yeah. There.
Press it.
Jim White. "Well, you join us just as I'm in receipt of some breaking news that is going to change the way you think about the professional game. It's mind-boggling, earth-shattering, and believe me, you're going to want to be sat on a very absorbent surface to prepare for this."
I'll just get on with it, will you, Jim? You're ruining the optics.
"Well, this is it. Hold on to your loved ones. As of next season, referees have been instructed to use a Velcro strip to secure the sleeve pocket rather than the familiar press stud system. There you have it. Unbelievable." "You know, just as we're getting used to the Velcro system, they come out and drop this bombshell. What say you, Simon? Has the world gone mad? Is this the end of the professional game as we know it?"
It's definitely a shift, but I think it could be accommodated within the current paradigm, so long as people take a holistic viewpoint of the various manifestations it implies.
"Well, you can't argue with that, but it is just change for change's sake. Of all the fixing systems involved in the current game, surely the sleeve pocket press stud system is absolutely sacrosanct. Simon."
"Time for change, Jim. We used to fix things with safety pins, but obsolescence is built into every fixing system. Just think of no more nails and other glues. They're developing at a pace not previously deemed possible in the labyrinth of developmentalism."
"That's a great point. Will you at home be renewing your season ticket, or will the demise of the press stud sleeve pocket be the straw that broke the camel's back? I'll be taking your calls after this short message." "Hey mate, your car looks shit, and that reflects badly on you and your family, to be honest. Why don't you buy a new one?"
"Can't afford one. I've spent all my spare cash on air fryers."
"Ever considered a fuss-free loan?"
"There's no such thing. There's always a catch."
"Not with David C. John's loans. Just sign and drive. It really is as simple as that."
"Never heard of them. Are they reliable, honest and transparent?"
"Yes. Well, as far as I know, they are. So why delay?
I won't. It's new car time, by the way. David St. John's Loans. What's the C for?
Sailing ships in.
Best loan associate of day of my life. Thanks, boss.
David C. John's. Just sign and drive. Well, we've had over a million calls already about this Velcro debacle, and I have to say it's pretty much a 50-50 split. One thing's for sure, though. It's an end of an era. Surely the game will never be the same. Your thoughts, Simon?
Well, outcomes, that's the key word. Will it adversely or inversely affect suitable outcomes? Will those outcomes be transfigurated or reframed by the replacement fixings, Jim? That's what you've got to ask yourself.
And that's what we all will be pondering on this momentous day. And I have to tell you that my gallbladder is already squirting excess acids into my upper colon due to the stress of it all. So, it's all change on the referee sleeve fixing front. Goodbye to our old friend the press stud. When will they stop meddling? Time for the news and sport now with Melody Frankfurt. So, it was quite a nice extract there.
Yeah, it's very good, very informative and interesting.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello! Welcome along to a new episode of the Dominic Little Pod. Welcome along again. If you want to take a look online on your apps and look at the archive, you can listen to episodes with previous guests I've had on, such as Richard Madeley and Claire Balding. Sadly, I couldn't get anyone as good as them this week, but I'm still happy to welcome along my special guest, Mr. Bob Mulmar.
Thanks for having us, Dom.
Thank you for coming along. Do you want to say hello to my guinea pigs?
Hello, guinea pigs.
Yeah, you brought anything for them?
No, I didn't know you would have your guinea pigs with you.
Oh, well, it's been a breakdown of communication there because that's a very integral part of the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where the guest adds over an offering to the guinea pigs. But you ain't got nothing. You got some leaves there in the pot. You want to give them that?
Yeah, I've got some leaves.
Are you going to eat them yourself later on, or you want to give them to the guinea pigs?
Well, I'd rather them myself. But
well, they like leaves.
Okay. There, they can have some leaves.
Okay, I'm going to take a photograph of the leaves. All right, there we go. There's the... Right, got that. Yeah, I'll put them down for them in a moment. All right, well, let's get down to it.
Was that content down
there? Yeah, for the socials. Let's get down to it. That's my new catchphrase.
All right.
Let's get down to it. We're hearing a lot of talk these days about the scammers, aren't we? Yeah. Scammers everywhere.
Yeah, on the net and that.
Oh, well, not just on it, everywhere. Ain't good thing or bad thing.
Scamming?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, for everyone apart from the scammer, it's a bad thing, isn't it, Dom?
Well, that's a good point, yeah. I didn't thought about that. I just thought about the victim. I'm on the fence myself when it comes to that. I'm not sure. Never judge anyone till you've walked a mile in their shoes, I would say. Yeah. By that time, you're a mile away and you've got their shoes. That could have gone better. All right, next question. Are you barred from anywhere?
I was barred from my local in Middlesbrough a long, long time ago.
Really? What
did
you do?
I don't know whether that bar still...
What was it for?
Fighting.
Fighting? You like a fight, do you?
I hate fighting, Tom. Should I say I got kicked in? But I got dragged into the...
You got kicked in?
Yeah.
But you still got barred?
Yeah, well, that's what happens, isn't it? You lot, all you lot, you're bad.
And then you went on to become a solicitor and somehow didn't manage to overturn that decision.
Didn't, even though
it seems blatantly unfair. Kind of a fucking solicitor, were
you? Well, don't depress me, Dom, yeah. Well,
is the pub still there, even?
Yeah, actually, and I did go back a couple of years ago and they let me in. Change the landlord, you see.
Oh, I see.
It's a waiting game, isn't it?
That's right, you've got to play a long game, yeah.
Long game, yeah.
Nice one, well done. I'll put that down as a tick. Who's the best one on The Simpsons?
I don't watch it that much no more, but
Changed much.
Hasn't it?
Nah.
Homer, obviously.
Wrong,
Bart. Yeah. It's Bart.
He's so naughty.
he is naughty, you're right, Tom.
Ever done any self-surgery?
Self-surgery.
Yeah, just little minor operations on yourself.
I mean, I've done my own dentistry. I don't know, that's not surgery, though, is it?
Well, kind of, yeah. Don't put yourself down.
I have done dentistry. Yeah. I used to have a terrible ulcer on my heel.
Ooh.
But I just used to tend to it. I didn't care.
Put vinegar on it.
Is that what you do?
I think so.
Vinegar and salt.
Well, urine.
Yeah, and bleach.
Yeah. Okay, I'll put that down as a tick as well. If you could have a different first name, what would it be?
Tom.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom Homer.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be Roland.
Nice name, Dom.
Roland, or if I was a girl, Claire.
Claire.
Yeah.
What's your second name, Dom? Littlewood.
Littlewood.
Claire Littlewood.
Claire Littlewood.
Yeah, Claire Littlewood's a very strong name.
It's middle management field, though,
isn't
it?
Hasn't it just in an insurance company?
And Roland Littlewood sounds a bit push.
It does, yeah.
So I like that. I'll go around wearing tweed. I think that's about it for this episode. I might end with a song, if I may.
You may, of course,
about
Tom.
The state of the nation.
Okay.
Here we go. The dogs and the cats can't be bothered to fight. The pubs are all shut in at 10. Regional accents don't make sense no more. And my piles are playing havoc again. Oh, this is the state. The absolute state. This is the state of the nation. Second verse, hold on. Tea bags don't hold their flavour no more. Carpets are all thin and greasy. S-styles are boring and they make me feel sad. And watsits no longer taste cheesy. This is the state. The absolute state, the state of the bleeding nation. I will always have time for you.
Dom, you got to shorten that. You know, it's not, I know your sentiments, but
you've got
to shorten it.
Shortening it. Thanks very much for coming along, Bob Walmart, at last minute. And hopefully next time Fatima with Bread will turn up. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks for having us, Dom. I've just done this little podcast with Dom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was very good.
Oh, he's good. He's consistent.
He is consistent.
He is. He is solid.
He did a song that was a bit long at the end.
Right, yeah. He does that, yeah. Yeah. Like Mike Yarwood used to do at the end, like, you know, this is me, and everyone goes, oh, fuck off.
I managed to get hold of a copy of Sean Dyche's a motivational MP3 of his from the beginning of a training session just last week.
It's like nothing's changed, is it, with Dyche?
So I thought you might like to hear it, Andy.
Yeah, as soon as I can find the music.
Staying up will not be easy. Mashed potato is best served cheesy. We won't survive if we're divided. You can't cook a pie without meat inside it. The running will be grueling. Matches come thick and fast. But with a Donner box and a side of gravy, your stamina will last. No dribbles, back heels or rainbow flicks. If you want to get fancy, eat some crab and chips. And remember, pies, drill bits, brill cream, tripe, welding, sealants. And that's the Everton way. Have a sausage and let's get training. The weather's perfect, it's fucking raining. Kick some balls high into the sky because elevation is how we survive. If you're cooking burgers, always deep fry. If you're grouting pavers, keep the mix dry. Never wear boots that fit you properly. Buy Old Kent Road if you're playing Monopoly. And remember, torque wrench, scrapyards, carp, discmeards, potholes. And that's the Everton way.
And that very nicely intercepted by the lads at Infinity Rocket Blaskets there.
I should stop that. Yeah, wonderful stuff. Oh, I tell you what, that bit where he says, and that's the Everton way, that hit hard.
Yeah, well,
not Burnley no more.
Not the Burnley way.
I don't think we've heard from him since he went to Everton. That's quite something.
Oh, hold on, Andy. Is that Roy Hodgson at the door?
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah. Oh, I'll get him in.
Go on, get him in.
Roy. Roy. Come in.
Come on in, yeah, Roy.
Come in.
Have a seat. Hello, Roy.
Hello, my darling boys. You both look splendid.
Nice. Thanks for coming, Roy. How's it going? You seem in a good mood.
Why would I be, young man? Spring is in the air. Everywhere you look is rebirth and rejuvenation. And if I was wearing a hat, I would doff it to the Lord above in thanks and gratitude. Actually, shall we say a prayer together?
No, we've already done that, Roy. So, what's new? What's new, Roy?
Oh, I'll tell you what's new, my lad. Shield walls of liberators clad in sleek new Thunderstrike armour are ready to defend Sigmar's realm against a tide of craven clan rats, while elite reclusions stride forth into the fray, their lightning-scorched souls weathered by innumerable refulgings. Yes, in case you hadn't guessed, it's the arrival of the Stormcast Eternals reinforcements!
Whoa! I'm sorry, I mean, I don't know what any of that means.
Well, it's Warhammer, of course.
It's what?
Warhammer.
Sorry, Roy, it's...
Warhammer.
All right, Warhammer. Anyway, how's life treating you now that you're not a Crystal Palace manager?
Oh, my God. Why did you have to go back to that place? Bloody Nora. I thought we were having a nice time here.
I'm sorry, Roy. I only asked.
I was stitched up right by that lot. My pro-Warhammer agenda was systematically dismantled in an operation not unlike the Horus Heresy when it nearly destroyed the fledgling Imperium of Man that time.
Now you've lost me. You've lost me again.
It's Warhammer stuff. It was an insurrection among the Palace squad.
A what?
Insurrection. A rebellion.
All right.
A coup d'etat. A bunch of them got together and they set up a rival lobby.
Oh yeah. What was that then?
Coffee. They had a WhatsApp group for everything, chatting away about coffee all day long. What's the best type of beans? What's the best brand of machine? Milky, non-milky. I lost control of the dressing room, bringing the end to turn me ill.
Coffee's not even a proper hobby, Roy.
You don't even fucking tell me that, sunshine. It was a nightmare. Every time I come in the dressing rooms, try and talk about Warhammer, they'd all get together and do that hand gesture, what the bloke off the advert used to do when he was shaking the beans.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry for bringing that up and upsetting you, Roy.
Well, it has. Here, what's that you've got on the desk? In that cup?
That's tea, Roy.
Bleeding, isn't it? It's bloody coffee, isn't it? Ah! Oh, get me out of this twisted citadel of caffeine! Warhammer!
Sorry, Warhammer. Warhammer. Well, Roy, I sensed a little bit of maybe missing the game there.
What, Warhammer?
No, missing the...
Football?
Yeah.
He was in a good mood at first, until we mentioned football type stuff.
Oh, Geordie Heat.
Geordie Heat?
Yeah, they're filming the new Netflix series as we speak, and I got a bit of script... sent through to me from my source.
Oh, you got a source now?
Got a source, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heat.
Interior. Geordie Heat headquarters. PC Denise Walsh and DI Eddie Howe are on the day shift having a cup of tea and a stotty, it's like a bread bun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Filled with bacon grill and reggae sauce. Eddie Howe.
My Uber blew up over the weekend.
So that's a sharp kick to my arse. What Uber would you recommend as a factory replacement, Denise?
Sorry to hear that, boss. Do you have any specific requirements, you know? Allergy filters, pet hair attachments, bagless, you know, out like that?
No, I just require it to have a good, strong pull to it. I live in a very fucking dusty house.
Well, the Hooray Henry is good all-rounder, and it's a reasonable price.
Is that the one with the incredibly fucking cheeky face on the side?
Aye, that's the one. It's like a little friend with a great big long hooter.
No, it's just a bit too fucking cheeky for my lifestyle. I want a serious bit of kit.
Well, what about a shark then?
Don't be fucking deaf, Denise. I don't live in a fucking water tank.
At that moment, the Geordie Heat hotline rings. Geordie Heat hotline, how can I help you, pet?
It's me, Mr. Sting, from the massive house with the massive drive and the massive argon-powered lawnmower, and I have got a right cob on, so don't dare mess us about.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sting.
Attitude?
Sorry, Mr. Sting. What appears to be the nature of your emergency?
My neighbour has thrown a bag of dog dirt onto my paddock, and I believe this to be a major incident. I require full forensics in hazmat suits, roadblocks, and a transit van full of sniffer dogs. I cannot live like this, but you seem to think that I should.
I never said it's acceptable, Mr. Sting. Now, have you secured the bag for evidence reasons?
Yes, I've placed it under one of my gold buckets and put a bag of spuds on top. That bag ain't going nowhere soon.
Well done, Mr. Sting.
Yes, I know. I'm very forensic aware. You might want to put my name forward for a trophy or a scroll. I'm not bothered, so long as it's massive.
Well, we'll be there as soon as we can, Mr. Sting.
You better I'd be. Goodbye.
Exterior massive house. Denise, Sting and Howe are stood in the paddock next to the neighbour's wall. Howe is bent down inspecting the bucket.
Very nice bucket, Mr. Sting, if you don't mind me fucking saying.
Oh, I've got loads of them. You can have it if you want.
Howe lifts up the bucket.
My word, that's a very full bag. Must contain a number of movements. Whoever did this is obviously wanted to make a statement.
I must be a week's worth at least.
Are you on good terms with your neighbour?
How should I know?
Well, there can only be you that would know whether you're and your neighbour on fucking good terms.
Don't get tricksy with me. I refuse to answer that question without my legal team in attendance.
Fucking hell.
Sting, who is your neighbour?
Oh, it's that footballer with the bald head and dozy Alsatian dog.
Oh, he's got a dog, has he? That's very fucking pertinent. Make a note of that, PC Walsh.
Will do, boss. Do you mean Alan Shearer?
Yes, that's him. Always farting about on his shitty diesel lawnmower, which is only one seat, and the wheels are rubber, whereas the wheels on mine are made of retextured bamboo clods laced with titanium ribbon. What a loser.
Sounds to me like we need to have a word with this Shearer bloke.
At that moment, Alan Shearer pops his head above the wall.
All right, lads, how's it going?
Not very well, actually.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, as if he doesn't know. Arrest him now or forever hold your peace.
Mr. Shearer, does this plastic doggy bag here belong to you, sir?
No, it's something to do with his wife. She threw it over the wall last night. I'm just returning it.
He's lying. I have never seen that bag before, and I demanded his fingerprinted to exclude Trudy from any involvement, so help me God.
Yeah, she often throws these bags over the wall, so I thought at this time I'd give it back. You should look inside. Might give you a shock.
Open it up, PC Walsh. Let's see what we're dealing with.
Denise unties the bag and spills the contents on the grass.
Oh, my God, it fucking stinks.
Jesus, what is it? It's fucking gruesome.
Denise examines the contents more closely.
I can see mung beans, leaves, chickpeas, some sort of pellets, and maybe some onion rings.
Hold on. That's a portion of my mung bean and casserole I cooked last night. Trudy said she was going to wait it in the loop workshop. He must have broken in and stole it. By God, he's a wrong'un!
Well, maybe your wife doesn't like your cooking, mate.
Well, I think maybe we should have a word with your fucking wife, mate.
Your lawnmower is shit, mate. You get some manual, which is a sick joke, and you will be hearing from my lawyers forthwith and with great haste. Goodbye, and you two get off my land.
Sting runs off.
Thanks for your help, Mr. Shearer. I shall have a word with Mrs. Sting about this, and in the meantime, wish you all the fucking best with your future endeavours.
No problem, what?
Denise and Eddie are back in the heat squad car.
Do you want to pop by Curry's, have a look at some Hoovers?
No, I'll go online. I like to check the fucking reviews.
Oh, that's the end. That's it. He didn't send me any more scripts. There you are.
It ended beautifully. I think that my portrayal of Alan Shearer was understated.
It was beautiful.
But also, yeah, you can tell I've been in a film, can't you?
It's, yeah. Did the film do all right?
It came out.
Yeah,
that's all you can ask for. It's out there. Do you want to have a fight?
I'm not going to have a fight. You can't just say you want a fight.
Well, I'm not just going to start on you. You know what I mean? Lay into you. That's not fair.
When you ask if you want to fight,
you're an old man. You're
proposing a box. I am an old man. I feel old. So thank you for having me, Andrew.
It's been lovely. We'll do the topics of interest in a separate episode for the Club Parsnip subscribers. Hey, do you reckon Blancmange is still living on the ceiling?
All right, now I'm going.
Ta-ra.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.